Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, here we are. It's good to be back again online as we pursue the Lord and His ways. And we thank God that He's worthy. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for life and breath and all things. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. We give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ashere mano sondoriate, mangere barada mazuruto. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Rababali sebriti keme. Namazante rebo sandere bakasataraba. Worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you, Lord. Ramase katoro setere bashandere balma. Rufunondere masende brakasto. We give you thanks, we give you thanks. Le poshutarama parande. Elomore sendere masandere bakalbara. Nobre di preveve lestire moshande. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Meno cruste brevitore bajande. Worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you, Lord. Mendoro sinkere banderi pazurute, ele fremezore bazande. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Thank you, precious Lord Jesus. Worship you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That you began this good work in us. You are faithful to accomplish it. You are faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. By faith we call every need met, every yoke destroyed, every burden removed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We'll go as usual to a prayer, and this time in Hebrews, the 13th chapter. He says in verse 20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here we have a prayer that covers so many areas, but especially to know that we can do that which is well-pleasing in His sight. And that's what's important, and you notice there, it is through Jesus, the Christ, the man Christ Jesus, who is there at the right hand of the Majesty on high today, engaged in watching over the Word and the covenant and doing his high priestly duties there. Hallelujah. And so such a prayer is invoking that help, that this God of reconciliation and restoration that came down from eternity into the earth realm, clothed in humanity, did not just hold on to his deity. He was still God, but those omnipotent, glorious qualities of his, he did not really grasp and hold on to. He didn't just display them like that, but rather as a perfect man and God at the same time, showed submission to the Father's will and love for the Father's will. And through the Father and the Holy Spirit, he was raised again from the dead. All of this was to bring us back into favor and stature that we were created for before the fall. Hallelujah. So it's a wonderful prayer for the believer, for the church. And so we should make it a part of our thinking and our desire. Amen. Let's hear this also in Kannada.
ಶಾಶ್ವತವಾದ ಒಡಂಬಡಿಕೆಯ ರಕ್ತದ ಮೂಲಕ ಕುರಿ ಹಿಂಡಿಗೆ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಕುರುಬನಾಗಿರುವ ನಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತನಾದ ಯೇಸುವನ್ನು ಸತ್ತವರೊಳಗಿಂದ ಬರ ಮಾಡಿದ ಶಾಂತಿದಾಯಕನಾದ ದೇವರು, ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಸಕಲ ಸತ್ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಆತನ ಚಿತ್ತವನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವಂತೆ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣ ಮಾಡಲಿ. ತನ್ನ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮೆಚ್ಚಿಕೆಯಾದ ಅದನ್ನು ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಮೂಲಕ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ನಡೆಸಲಿ. ಯುಗಯುಗಾಂತರಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಆತನಿಗೆ ಮಹಿಮೆ ಉಂಟಾಗಲಿ. ಆಮೆನ್.
In the second chapter of Hebrews, it says, from verse 17, wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Wherefore, or in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor or help them that are tempted. Praise God. So he came and displayed humanity and became that man who walked the streets of Nazareth and was submitted to the Father's will in baptism and gave up his life to that worst of deaths, meant for common criminals, hanging on a cross, lowest of criminals, endured all of that in full submission and obedience to the will of God the Father. For us, he bore it all, and all of that would be fitting in his experience to make reconciliation and to actually be merciful and be touched with our feelings. And so that he could save us, deliver us, no matter what the test, no matter what the challenge. Hallelujah. All of these things are made known in these thoughts here. And he could have, you know, actually struggled about it. But he submitted in obedience to his Father and has left us an example in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's hear Hebrews 2:17 and 18 also in Kannada.
ಆದದರಿಂದ ಆತನು ಎಲ್ಲವುಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ತನ್ನ ಸಹೋದರರಿಗೆ ಸಮಾನವಾಗಿ ಮಾಡಲ್ಪಟ್ಟನು. ಹೀಗೆ ಆತನು ಜನರ ಪಾಪಗಳಿಗೋಸ್ಕರ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಾಡುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ದೇವರ ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಕರುಣೆಯೂ ನಂಬಿಕೆಯೂ ಉಳ್ಳ ಮಹಾಯಾಜಕನಾದನು. ತಾನೇ ಶೋಧಿಸಲ್ಪಟ್ಟು ಬಾಧೆಯನ್ನು ಅನುಭವಿಸಿರುವುದರಿಂದ ಶೋಧಿಸಲ್ಪಡುವವರಿಗೆ ಸಹಾಯ ಮಾಡುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಶಕ್ತನಾಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ.
So we have these amazing revelations unveiled there in that scripture to show us beyond what the Gospels have just stated and has actually begun to show us that we have someone at the right hand bearing and considering us, thinking about us, praying for us, and standing on our behalf, using our words, perfecting that which concerns us, We have this great high priest, this great shepherd of the sheep, who did all of this because he was obeying the Father's heart and a great love for us. Amen. And all of these thoughts can really help to overwhelm us, no matter what it is. And so this is the whole sound truth. Praise God. So don't forget to think like this and pray like this, no matter what you're going through, that there is one who understands. There's one who has been tempted, tested in all points like we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so he's there for us to come boldly before and draw near to him and receive the benefits of his work at the right hand today. Praise God. Philippians, the second chapter, says from verse 1, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels and mercies. So there has to be, in other words, so much of comfort, so much of strength and fellowship of the Spirit, so much mercy. And it's a question here that if there were any, then we should be able to go ahead, the next verse, fulfill ye my joy. Hallelujah. This was a very blessed and, you know, wholesome kind of church that appreciated the ministry of Paul. And even when nobody else really bothered about him, they got involved in supporting his work. And no matter what their condition was at that time, they cheerfully took upon themselves that fellowship, that partnership with him. But as time went, it looked like things began to change. And that is what it's all about, maintaining that attitude from beginning to end. And so he began to feel a lack of joy, a lack of satisfaction, you know, in the congregation there. And so he said, if you have experienced any of discomfort and consolation, and the Spirit of God has come and quickened you and engaged you in this divine fellowship and mercy of God, then you should be able to fulfill joy of Paul again. That they have, notice, like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Amen. So the congregation thinking similar things is what's important. Amen. And that we all come to the same page and agree concerning God's word. It should be like that. That's what eventually produces the proof that we are seeing the goodness of God. We are enjoying the mercy of God. Hallelujah. That sustained emotional thought pattern from the word of God. The emotions, the thoughts, the same mind, all of that, that they're in one accord, that they're in agreement there, is very powerful. Other than that, there's not much joy in the matter. Hallelujah. Just having a church and just some people here and there, it's not really joyful. Amen. The joy comes when the minds are in agreement, in accord, in one place, together. You know, saying, yes, this is true. We agree. We are willing to go with this form of thinking here. That produces joy. Amen. In the minister, and of course, the Lord who owns the flock, who uses the minister to bring them to that place and feels certain things, feels certain emotions and spiritual realities concerning them. Praise God. And so that joy is not there unless they are like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Amen. That's plenty right there. And so we are working to follow these things. God will help us so that we are all in agreement, that we agree on certain things like the love of God. Hallelujah. And we have the mind of the Christ that we are all together in agreement here. Otherwise, what you get is verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. See, the opposite of that agreement and that fellowship and companionship of the Spirit and the love of God, the opposite of it is strife, competition, empty, vain glory, just being puffed up about nothing. Amen. Praise God. Just vanity there. So we don't want to go down that way. We don't want to get into all of that. That is being like the world. That's what drives the world. And we were all in that system one time. And we have now seen the other side, where God has, in quote, humiliated himself and come down here and considered himself of no reputation and made himself a servant and came in the fashion of man in obedience to the law. That's the time he came, obeyed everything. Since he was born of a virgin, he was pure, he was not tainted by sin, and he kept the law completely. But notice that the main thing was that he emptied himself of all of those divine properties of being all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipotent, omniscient, all-wise God, and just became humble and became a man who was still God, 100%, born of a virgin, and so did not have the fall nature or fallen nature in him. Praise God. So he's now telling us that we have an example to follow in lowliness of mind. Notice that. Praise God. A humble opinion of oneself. A deep sense of one's littleness. Praise God. To keep ourselves in that mind, you know, to be small in our own eyes. Hallelujah. And let each esteem other better than themselves. Wow, that's interesting. Jesus looked at us and said, they are worthy of it. And he came and emptied himself and considered us to be worthy of his demotion and humiliation and his giving himself for the rabashikataya, you know, the price of a common slave. Hallelujah. And offered himself for that pieces of silver. Verse 4 continues, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is a liberating scripture. Verse 4 says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is going to help us maintain the balance. On one hand, we are to consider others, notice that, better than ourselves. Praise God. To stand out and rise above and be superior. Notice of all of those kind of thoughts there. And then verse 4 comes to say, don't just look at your own things, but also on the things of others. Hallelujah. So it's not just saying, you know, just be totally spent like that and not consider your own family, not consider yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a very balancing out situation. But normally, you know, flesh would reach out for that and just hold on to that. Praise God. But staying in the spirit, verse 5 continues, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So if we're looking around to see some example, we may see maybe Paul, and then the rest may be, you know, this side or that side. But we are encouraged to have the very thoughts of the Lord, the same kind of thinking. Praise God. The mind of Christ, which was also in Christ Jesus. Thank God that he's our grand example. And sometimes we are stretching to find out examples on the earth, And because we don't see too many, we kind of drop down to this place where we don't keep a standard so high anymore. But thank God we have him as our example. Praise God. Verse 7 says, "Being made, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So we have this extreme honor that's been given to him because of his extreme humility. That God himself, someone may ask, why does the name of Jesus have all that value? Why should the name of Jesus be so high? Well, the reason is that God in the Most High has come down to the lowest. And that's why his name is given the highest place. Amen. Nobody could do that. Nobody could perform it completely. Nobody's name was worthy. Nobody was worthy. Nobody was found. But thank God, he therefore has been given a name that is highly exalted above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Notice in the 10th verse it says the name of Jesus. And that in the 11th verse that Jesus Christ is Lord. So there is an aspect to the humanity of Jesus. Jesus, the carpenter's son, the Nazarene, the person from Nazareth, the humanity. Amen. For a man to have such a name, praise God. For a man to be so highly exalted was necessary because we are also humanity. Amen. And we are the ones who need that restoration. We are the ones who need to be brought back into the place of honor in the very throne room of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why it had to be his humanity mentioned there in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And his deity, the Christ. Both were required for us to be brought to that great honorable position in the presence of God, in the will of God, in his sight. Hallelujah. And therefore, it was directly related to our condition and where we ought to be in the mind of God. Hallelujah. And we are in a very highly exalted place in Christ, in his name, because of what he did. And so, it would help us, it would actually become of us more acceptable if we would humble ourselves and see that it was nothing that we could do or we have done, but it was Christ, the man Christ Jesus, who paid completely and went through it all. And so we have nothing to say but, wow, I should just humble myself and accept this and begin to obey what is written here. Hallelujah. So this is nice. This is good. Hallelujah. This is good to know. And you and I have the privilege of bowing our knees and confessing his lordship before the whole world does that one of these days. Amen. They will have to bow. They will have to confess that Jesus is Lord. That day is coming. Amen. But you and I have already accepted that and have bowed our knees in our hearts. Amen. So to speak, we have bowed our knees and we have confessed that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And so what he has done is actually for us. Hallelujah. What he had done was get all of this honor and this highly exalted place for us. Because that is the way God wanted us to be in his presence. To come boldly to the throne room and to be in his sight. That's wonderful. And so we should just be able to quickly humble ourselves, realizing that we brought nothing to the table. We were just sinners. Amen. We were sinners. And that old man, the old creation, the old creature is actually dead. Amen. In case you remember him, you should know that he's dead. He does not live anymore. Amen. And you should continue to remember that that man does not exist. He's dead. That there is a new creature that Jesus has given to your body, a man on the inside, a brand new spiritual Holy Ghost made person. Hallelujah. Recreated by the Spirit of God and in the very likeness and nature of God himself. That Jesus and you are the same in the Spirit. That's amazing. And that we can behold him in the Spirit. Eventually we will see him face to face. But all of these wonderful thoughts were for us. And Jesus got all of these wonderful titles and honor just for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we should think about it. Let's see if we can read a thing or two. I don't think we read anything in Kannada yet. Praise God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನಲ್ಲಿ ಆದರಣೆ ಪ್ರೀತಿಯ ಸಂತೈಸುವಿಕೆ ಆತ್ಮನ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯತೆ ದಯಾ ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಗಳು ಇರುವುದಾದರೆ ಐಕ್ಯಮತ್ಯವುಳ್ಳವರಾಗಿದ್ದು ನನ್ನ ಸಂತೋಷವನ್ನು ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣ ಮಾಡಿರಿ ನಿಮ್ಮೆಲ್ಲರಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದೇ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ಇರಲಿ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯತೆಯುಳ್ಳವರು ಒಂದೇ ಮನಸ್ಸಿನವರೂ ಆಗಿರ್ರಿ ಕಲಹದಿಂದಾಗಲಿ ಒಣ ಹೆಮ್ಮೆಯಿಂದಾಗಲಿ ಯಾವುದನ್ನೂ ಮಾಡದೆ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬನು ದೀನ ಮನಸ್ಸಿನಿಂದ ಬೇರೆಯವರನ್ನು ತನಗಿಂತಲೂ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠರೆಂದು ಎಣಿಸಲಿ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬನು ಸ್ವಹಿತವನ್ನು ಮಾತ್ರ ನೋಡದೆ ಪರಹಿತವನ್ನು ಸಹ ನೋಡಲಿ
Praise God. So we are seeing all of this. Why? Because this mind must be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. We need to think this way. This is not just written for Jesus' sake, it's written for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we are told to be thinking like he thought. Amen. He didn't just do it for himself. He's already done it, but he did it so that we can think this way. Isn't that interesting that if we can think like this now, we can actually be like this. Amen. And God knows that. And our spirit is born again. There's a new creature there. The mind is the same old guy. If he can think these kind of thoughts, then guess what's going to happen? He's going to actually be like Jesus. Amen. And so we notice, we read from all the way through to the 11th verse that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. So it is nice to know that they had a time where they were obeying. And then it looked like that at this point they were kind of disobedient. And so he said, you can do much more now that I'm not there. Amen. That's quite a tribute to them that they always obeyed. But then that was in his presence while he was with them. That's normal. That's kind of usual behavior when, oh, Pastor, welcome. And then when Pastor goes, everything's back to normal, right? And so on. It's all of that competition plus hypocrisy, they go together. you know, all of that, you know, one face here and the another face inside. But here he's calling on us, or the Philippians to be more specific, because we are, you know, we are not the guys in this story. We are maybe far better. Amen. So let's just go with the Philippians. He told the Philippians, not just in my presence, but now much more in my absence. So is it possible to be actually stirred up to a place where the mind of the Christ, the Spirit of God, the fellowship of the Spirit, the consolation, the comfort, all of those things that emanate from the Spirit and the Word of God, the very mind of Christ, can stir you up to a place where, even if nobody were there, you could actually live a saved life. Amen. Especially noticing that now much more in my absence. Amen. Much more in my absence. Hallelujah. Of course, it involves work. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. All right. So there is work there, and it has a certain attitude. You're not working to be saved. You're talking from the place of a new creation who's a saved man in the Spirit. He's whole. He's sound. He's completely like Jesus. The Lord's salvation is His. The Lord is His salvation. Whatever the Lord is, that's who He is. The Lord is His light. The Lord is His strength. All that the Lord is, He is in the Spirit. And that's the truth. Spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. That person who is saved, the Bible says, work that person out into life, into the outside man. Amen. With an attitude of fear and trembling. Phobos and tromos. Trembling. And actual fear. Amen. Isn't that interesting? That there is an attitude with which we work it out. That Jesus did it 100% perfectly. And we should strive to do it 100% perfectly. Amen? That He did it so right, and we should strive to do it so right. Not strive to do it, you know, anything less. Oh, that was Jesus. I can just do anyhow. Amen? No, He says you go at it with all the fear, all the reverence, all the excellence that you need to bring to the table. Much more that He's not there. How can you expect all that? Verse 13, for it is God which works in you both to will and do of His good pleasure. We cannot forget that. If you look at it from just your strength, then you know you are going to be saying, oh man, I don't know about all that. But if you're looking at this whole matter which started earlier, that it is the Spirit of God, it is the fellowship, it's the comfort, it's the strength, it is the conveying of the Spirit and the Word and the mind of Christ coming together that's working in us now, both to will and to do His good pleasure. Then everything changes. Otherwise, it's just flesh trying to be flesh. You know, praise God. How are you going to? Well, of course, the man on the inside is stronger. Not only is the Spirit of God greater, but the man on the inside also is greater than the flesh. Glory. Amen. Sometimes we tend to forget that. Praise God. Because we're used to, you know, giving so much strength to the man on the outside. He's like this big giant of a guy who just has his own way. But actually, the man who is inside, not just the Holy Spirit, the man inside, the new creation person that is inside your body, the new you, is actually greater, because the spirit realm is greater than the flesh. And this person is like Jesus. Imagine Jesus inside. What is the flesh compared to that? See? So we have to start entertaining thoughts like that. that there is on the inside of us a new creature. That all things that are in that new creature are of God. There is no small demon inside there. Nothing. Amen. All things in the new creature are of God. Just like Him. And came from Him. And then on the outside is this flesh nature, which is resident in the members. Amen. In thought patterns that are coming to us. And because of our yielding to it so often and frequently, we sort of belittle the man on the inside. And we only say the Spirit of God is greater. Amen. But even that man on the inside is greater. Because he's like Jesus. Hallelujah. So it is a thinking problem now. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Praise God. Jesus had to contend with temptation, even though he didn't have fallen nature. But he had to deal with temptation, and it was pressure, tempted as we are in all points. And so he endured by the word of God, by prayer. He had to go the same route that we are going. Hallelujah. And today, from that prayer, he prays for us. What we saw in Hebrews 13, he is actually speaking for us. He's actually praying for us. He's actually there to work in us, both to will and do his good pleasure by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And so we have to begin to think about this more than just the weaknesses and the fleshliness of previous experiences or whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to agree with God that He is working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this form of thinking has to prevail, and we must all agree on it. And then joy comes out of that towards the minister and towards the Lord, who gave us the ministers after His own heart. Otherwise, there'll always be a lack of joy in the matter. Amen. Praise God. All right. So we saw that we had the opportunity to bow our knees. We had the opportunity to, from our heart, accept Jesus as Lord before the whole world does so one day. Amen. And enjoy the benefit of that now. And then work our salvation from inside out with this desire, this fear and reverence and actual trembling that it is a very, very important job we're doing. Working out our salvation. It's not if you feel like and you can. You're actually supposed to give it so much reverence and so much effort that you even tremble at the gravity of it. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. It's not a light thing. This is how God looks at it. Because that's what His Son went through. See, we're actually taking His place right now. And if the Son did it at that level, we are expected to do it at that level also. Because it is He that is working in us, both to will and do His good pleasure. Amen. So that holy reverential trembling is supposed to be our work. Amen. Hallelujah. So it was not cheap for God, and it should not be cheap for us. And we cannot take it lightly, actually speaking. Amen. People seem to take it so lightly. God doesn't think so. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's see if we can read a thing or two there. We came up to 11 in our personal reading. But I think we can read also in Kannada from verse 5. Through to verse 8.
ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನಲ್ಲಿದ್ದ ಮನಸ್ಸೇ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಲಿ. ಆತನು ದೇವಸ್ವರೂಪನಾಗಿದ್ದರೂ ದೇವರಿಗೆ ಸರಿಸಮಾನನಾಗಿರುವೆನೆಂದೆನಿಸದೆ ತನ್ನನ್ನು ಬರಿದು ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡು ದಾಸನ ರೂಪವನ್ನು ಧರಿಸಿಕೊಂಡಾಗ ಮನುಷ್ಯರ ಹೋಲಿಕೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡಲ್ಪಟ್ಟನು. ಹೀಗೆ ಆತನು ಆಕಾರದಲ್ಲಿ ಮನುಷ್ಯನಾಗಿ ಕಾಣಿಸಿಕೊಂಡಾಗ ತನ್ನನ್ನು ತಗ್ಗಿಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಮರಣವನ್ನು ಅಂದರೆ ಶಿಲುಬೆಯ ಮರಣವನ್ನಾದರೂ ಹೊಂದುವಷ್ಟು ವಿಧೇಯನಾದನು.
So notice that he's giving all of this conversation and structure and word to a people who were good generally. Praise God, he talks about they were good and they did the right thing and they became partners with him and all of that. Then he tells them, you don't have to slough off and go backward here. Let's go forward and do this with all trembling and fear. Amen. That God is personally working this thing and we need to take hold with him. Amen. And do it without murmuring. Don't complain. In other words, chup. That's what he's saying. Don't do it like some distraught kid. No, shh. That's reverence. Get the attitude right.
Yes.
Amen.
Shh.
Amen. Why? That you may be blameless and harmless, sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Amen. The world is looking. They don't know that you are saved. They just heard about a guy who said he's a Christian now, and they watched him for some time. Maybe they knew you used to be like this, and they saw he's trying his best, and then you flop, and then you go back. Imagine you go back and they look at you and say, well, he said this and that, but from what we can see, he seems to be a sinner then and a sinner now. But they don't know you're a new creature actually. That only happened in the spirit, and that only you know. What they see is same old sinner. So the things that are worked out, the things that are seen outside, are what tell the people there that you are actually a saint.
Yes.
They see you as a sinner who said, I am now a believer of Jesus, and then they watched you for some time and then you went back. And you join them in all of that. They just look at you and say, what is this deal you are doing here? You're the same sinner, man. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't know that actually you are a saint, that you're a new creature. They don't see that. That's a spiritual thing. What they see is the outside works. And so it is our highest responsibility with fear and trembling to produce those external things that are real inside us. We are not sinners. We are not sinners. We are saints. We are new creatures. But it has to be worked out because that's what they are looking at to be convinced that it is possible.
Amen.
Praise God. Because they're looking for lights. That we are the only lights they have. That we shine as lights in the world. In the dark world. Amen. This is the truth about it. You can go incognito. Nobody will know that you are actually a saint. They won't see anything. You're just the same guy. But you're actually a saint. The only difference is, when you start acting, then they see it. So the works are for men to see, A, and glorify the Father, B. And of course, based on your motives, you get rewards. Hallelujah. So we have our work pretty much cut out for us. And the reason why also. Or you can say, anyway I'm saved, anyway I'm a saint, I can just do whatever I want. You can. And that's what a lot of people do. Amen. But guess what? They'll never believe that you're a saint. They'll never believe that you are light and salt, that you really are. Amen. So the responsibility of us working it out is so important for them. And that's why we're left here. Otherwise, he could have prayed that we were taken out of this world the minute we got saved. Hallelujah. Let's look at John 17. Glory to God. So that's not the time to short-circuit things by competition and strife and jumping on each other about this or that. No, this is the time to be unified in showing the world that we are saints, that there is light available. We're wasting the energy and the work of the Holy Ghost with these bickerings among ourselves. And so we produce no joy to those that are actually concerned. Amen. Praise God. Let's look at John 17 for a minute before we go on. It's Bible study, so we just read along. But as you continue like this, thinking upon these things, prayerfully studying, you begin to get a hold of it, as all of us should. John 17, verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. They are not of the world, even as he's not. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. Imagine that. If we were not in the same way as he was, there would be no need for this statement. Praise God. But because we are as he is, all of this makes sense. And so today you and I are standing here as ambassadors, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, in his stead, representing him as the light and the salt. And so it does become us to start doing this thing with that attitude. Amen. Let's hear a thing or two in Canada. I think we have gone all the way to verse 8. Verse 9 through to 11 also. Philippians 2.
ಈ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ದೇವರು ಆತನನ್ನು ಅತ್ಯುನ್ನತವಾಗಿ ಏರಿಸಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೆಸರುಗಳಿಗಿಂತ ಉನ್ನತವಾದ ಹೆಸರನ್ನು ಆತನಿಗೆ ದಯಪಾಲಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಈ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ದೇವರು ಆತನನ್ನು ಅತ್ಯುನ್ನತವಾಗಿ ಏರಿಸಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೆಸರುಗಳಿಗಿಂತ ಉನ್ನತವಾದ ಹೆಸರನ್ನು ಆತನಿಗೆ ದಯಪಾಲಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ ತಂದೆಯಾದ ದೇವರ ಮಹಿಮೆಗಾಗಿ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನು ಕರ್ತನೆಂದು ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ನಾಲಿಗೆಯೂ ಅರಿಕೆ ಮಾಡುವುದು
Praise God. You know, they also can do good works, but they cannot sustain it. They just do a flash of good works, but to do good works every day is like, what? Only you and I can do that. Amen? So sometimes they just get in the mood of a good work and they do something significant. But if you ask them next week to do the same thing, they'll be like, what? I'm not saying so-and-so. I'm just trying to get some good, you know, points with heaven or something. Hallelujah. But you and I were created onto good works because we are actually that. A fountain of good works. The same works that Jesus did. He went about doing good and healing all that oppressed the devil. And so we can do the same things he did. Just imagine that. Hallelujah. That's what he was telling the Father in that prayer, that they're just like he is. And either that's true or that prayer is just a useless, wretched mess. But I doubt that seriously, because it's in red letters. Let's hear that prayer in John 17 also. Verse 15 to 17 or 18.
ನೀನು ಅವರನ್ನು ಲೋಕದೊಳಗಿಂದ ತೆಗೆಯಬೇಕೆಂತಲ್ಲ ಅವರನ್ನು ಕೇಡಿನಿಂದ ಕಾಪಾಡಬೇಕೆಂದು ನಾನು ಕೇಳಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತೇನೆ. ನಾನು ಲೋಕದವನಲ್ಲದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ಅವರು ಲೋಕದವರಲ್ಲ. ನಿನ್ನ ಸತ್ಯದಿಂದ ಅವರನ್ನು ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠೆಪಡಿಸು. ನಿನ್ನ ವಾಕ್ಯವೇ ಸತ್ಯವು. ನೀನು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಲೋಕದೊಳಗೆ ಕಳುಹಿಸಿದ ಹಾಗೆಯೇ ನಾನು ಸಹ ಅವರನ್ನು ಲೋಕದೊಳಗೆ ಕಳುಹಿಸಿದ್ದೇನೆ.
So if somebody says, why are you being so careful and cautious here? Why are you not being normal around these people? You should know, it's a very fearful thing you're involved in. You're being very cautious that you're doing everything right. Amen? Why are you doing it all right? Why aren't you talking trash? When they're around, you're just living 100%. Why? Because they're looking for light and you're the only one. Amen. So when you are amongst them, you instantly step back and do it nicely. Praise God. Because if they catch you, they're going to say, you're just a sinner like all of us. Meanwhile, you're actually saved, not by your own work, but by the grace of God, which now equips you through these kind of factors of the Spirit and the Word to live out in front of them a saved life. Amen. These are the kind of thoughts that we have to start bringing to the forefront of our thinking. Amen. That you are here in a world that's full of darkness, and the only sign that there is light is you. And that's why we want to live it right. Because they are watching. They are looking. They don't know you're a saint, but we know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see if we can read from 11 now to 13. Glory to God.
ತಂದೆಯಾದ ದೇವರ ಮಹಿಮೆಗಾಗಿ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನು ಕರ್ತನೆಂದು ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ನಾಲಿಗೆಯೂ ಅರಿಕೆ ಮಾಡುವುದು. ಹೀಗಿರುವಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಪ್ರಿಯರೇ, ನೀವು ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ವಿಧೇಯರಾದಂತೆ ಈಗಲೂ ವಿಧೇಯರಾಗಿ ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿರುವಾಗ ಮಾತ್ರವಲ್ಲದೆ ನಾನಿಲ್ಲದಿರುವಾಗಲೂ ಬಹು ಹೆಚ್ಚಾಗಿ ಭಯದಿಂದ ನಡುಗುತ್ತಾ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸ್ವಂತ ರಕ್ಷಣೆಯನ್ನು ಸಾಧಿಸಿಕೊಳ್ಳಿರಿ. ತನ್ನ ಸುಚಿತ್ತದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಉದ್ದೇಶವನ್ನು ಕಾರ್ಯವನ್ನು ಸಾಧಿಸುವಾತನು ದೇವರೇ.
Amen. So we are called on to do it properly because God is making notes also. This is where the motives come from. If you're doing it with murmurings and with contention, fighting among yourselves, of course that work is wasted. You just have to repent for that. Amen. But if it's done with all the love and the unity in the Word and the Spirit, it's a different thing. So verse 14 says, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's hear verse 14 through 15 also in Kannada.
ಗುಣಗುಟ್ಟದೆಯೂ ವಿವಾದವಿಲ್ಲದೆಯೂ ಎಲ್ಲವನ್ನೂ ಮಾಡಿರಿ. ಹೀಗೆ ನೀವು ದೋಷವಿಲ್ಲದವರು, ಕೇಡು ಮಾಡದವರು, ನಿಂದಾರಹಿತರೂ ಆದ ದೇವಪುತ್ರರಾಗಿ ವಕ್ರವುಳ್ಳ ದುಷ್ಟಜನಾಂಗದ ಮಧ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಜೀವದಾಯಕ ವಾಕ್ಯವನ್ನು ಹಿಡಿಕೊಂಡು ಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ ಬೆಳಕುಗಳಂತೆ ಹೊಳೆಯುವವರಾಗಿದ್ದೀರಿ.
See, what you need to realize is that sometimes you just have to immediately step back and realize you're not a hypocrite. You're a saint. But you're getting your act together. Amen. And you have to be particularly careful because people are wanting to see the light. There's a deep sense of darkness that is overwhelming them. And they think everybody's the same. They have no clue. And then you got this great grace and got saved. And you're actually a saint living in that old body with the old thought pattern. And so sometimes you may think, you know, you're just being a hypocrite. You're just acting. Huh? But you have to remember that's really who you are. You are a saint. You are not a sinner. You are a saint. You're just as he is. Amen? And so you can do this. But it has to come with that pressure of the Holy Ghost working with fear and trembling, with all reverence that you are on a mission here and it has to be done right. Amen. Amen. Because they are looking for light. Amen. Hallelujah. With all of this in mind, let's go to 1 John 3. Look at verse 1. This is usually just real exciting. Verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. That's slightly negative. They don't know us. Why? Because we are sons of God. Because it knew him not. Amen. We should be having to read something like, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Therefore the world knows us. That would have been really cool. But guess what? Don't expect that now that you're born again, they're just going to know you. That, oh, you're born again. Oh, you are a saint. No, they're not going to know anything. Amen. Because it knew him not. When he came, what did they do? They crucified him. They did not recognize it was God come in the flesh. Next verse says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. More excitement. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. And it does not yet appear. Still, great stuff. What we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, woo, still great stuff, we shall be like him, woo, for we shall see him as he is, woohoo. All that is exciting. Next verse kind of drops it. And every man that has this hope in himself, in him, purifies himself, even as he's pure. This almost doesn't fit in. Right? Here's the part where it goes, oh. What does that have to do with anything? Amen. That's that work part. That all this is true. When he comes, you're going to just see him. You're going to be like him. Boom, ba, wow, woo, wah. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard. Wow, 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 wow. And it's coming soon. Real soon. Yes. Amen. But this little part, therefore, everyone that has this hope in him, purify himself. Even as he is pure. That person, believer, is pure actually. He's born again. He's a new creature. But it has to show up on the outside. Amen. That's the purifying hope. The blessed hope. Amen. Praise God. So that they see these things and glorify the Father in heaven. Because you could have been zoomed straight to heaven immediately after getting saved. You didn't have to be here for one extra second. But Jesus prayed, don't take them out of here. As I have been sent, they must go and finish the work and then go home. And if I come before that, wow, it'll be awesome. We'll just go past death and go. Hallelujah. But the point of the matter is that we are here basically not for ourselves, right? But to show the light. And as we live, of course, we will profit. And those who hear us and watch us will also profit. They will also be saved. Hallelujah. They will see it. Oh, wow, this is real. I know this guy. I was with him. We were in jail together. We did this together. Blah, blah, blah. But this guy is a saint, man. And I see the benefits. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, yeah. When you mess up, it's sad. God will forgive you. God will let it go. He won't remember it. But those guys may not forget. And they may take a lot of convincing to prove to them that you're actually a saint. They say, no, man, we know you. You just gone back the same old life. You tell us that you're a new creature. You're born again. yankety yank, you give us all of this story. Meanwhile, you're just the same sinner. Amen. God have mercy, right? Deliver us from these traps because people are watching us. The world has to see the light. Amen. So we tell first and then we show. Sometimes we show and then tell. But we're called to tell anyway. Go make disciples. Go win souls. Amen. Amen. But they are watching at the same time. So let's do it with fear and trembling. Not with all of the grumbling and competing and all of that nonsense that can happen because of the flesh. And then if you just follow them and be exactly like them, then what's the point? You will go alone to heaven. You wouldn't have helped anybody. And you just be praying that somehow you make it to heaven. When you can go on the other side and just be a blessing to them and they can see the light and glorify the Father. Hallelujah. And so, you know, let's hear 1 John 1, verse 1 to 2, first of all in Kannada. 1 John 3, sorry, verse 1 to 2 in Kannada.
ಇಗೊ ನಾವು ದೇವರ ಪುತ್ರರೆಂದು ಕರೆಯಲ್ಪಡುವುದರಲ್ಲಿ ತಂದೆಯು ಎಂಥ ಪ್ರೀತಿಯನ್ನು ನಮ್ಮ ಮೇಲೆ ಇಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾನಲ್ಲ ಈ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ಲೋಕವು ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ತಿಳಿದುಕೊಳ್ಳುವುದಿಲ್ಲ ಯಾಕೆಂದರೆ ಅದು ಆತನನ್ನು ತಿಳಿದುಕೊಳ್ಳಲಿಲ್ಲ ಪ್ರಿಯರೇ ನಾವು ಈಗ ದೇವರ ಪುತ್ರರಾಗಿದ್ದೇವೆ ಮುಂದೆ ನಾವು ಏನಾಗುವೆವೋ ಅದು ಇನ್ನೂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷವಾಗಲಿಲ್ಲ ಆತನು ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷನಾದಾಗ ನಾವು ಆತನ ಹಾಗಿರುವೆವೆಂದು ಬಲ್ಲೆವು ಯಾಕೆಂದರೆ ನಾವು ಆತನನ್ನು ಆತನಿರುವ ಪ್ರಕಾರವೇ ನೋಡುವೆವು
Glory to God. So we have this amazing lines of scripture there that you could shout about from now till eternity. I'm a son of God. Woo, glory to God. When he appears, I'll be just like him. I'm going with him. Then it will really appear who I really am. But then there's this little thing attached on that we are supposed to purify ourselves, even as he's pure. Imagine that. As he is pure, the man inside you is pure. But he has to show up on the outside. That takes work. That takes the thinking, the imagination, the agreement, the flow of the Spirit, the cooperation with the Holy Ghost. All of these things, with all the desire for excellence, at the same time, with all the desire for reverent obedience, at the same time, so that we can be just as he is. Not just in our spirit. As he is pure. It's as though Jesus were there. Amen. That'll take some effort. That'll take some work. But he's working with us, working in us, both to will and do his good pleasure. So we reach out for these eternal strengths from the word and the spirit and the fellowship and the consolation and the grace. All that comes from obedience to the word of God and joy is being fulfilled. Hallelujah. As you continue going, it says, verse 5, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. The Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. That's why he came, to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. That's an amazing statement. In him is no sin. And you're in him. There's no sin there. The sin has been taken away. In him is no sin. And that's how you are. There's no sin there. Inside you, there's a man who's a saint, as he is. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Things get a little cracked up there again. Amen. Notice that. Abideth. 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 If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, shall be done unto you. Abides. That speaks of fellowship with the Father. Amen. And so he says, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Isn't that interesting? What is all that? Well, if you read John 14, You see some statement there. Very interesting statement. Verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Reasonable question, I guess, at that time. Then he answered, verse 9. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Isn't that an amazing statement? He that has seen me has seen the Father. The confidence with which he's saying it is absolute. And you can tell that they were living a very ordinary, in quote, life at that point, where they cannot see the difference. Amen. John and him, they seem to be, just regular people. Hallelujah. So he was so normal or in natural that they said, there's got to be something more than this at some point. I guess the excitement had worn out. The thrill had worn out. He said, there must be something more than this. Because there come times like that where it's not, in quote, as exciting. By this time, it is John 14. Amen. By John 2, 3 and all, they had gathered around. They had seen his house. They had gone to his house. They were all excited about a couple of things. But by now, there's some caginess has developed. Not God's fault. Not Jesus' fault. Just natural stuff, competition, you know, murmurings, disputes. All of those things have happened. Things that came from the lower nature, you know. And they're like, these guys are not yet born again, meanwhile. And he's so bold to say, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. That means you and I can also say, if you have seen me, you've seen Jesus. Just as he is. If you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. Wow, that's quite a thought. Let's hear John 14 over there, verse 8 and 9, also in Kannada.
ಫಿಲಿಪ್ಪನು ಆತನಿಗೆ ಕರ್ತನೆ ತಂದೆಯನ್ನು ನಮಗೆ ತೋರಿಸು ನಮಗೆ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಸಾಕು ಅಂದನು ಯೇಸು ಅವನಿಗೆ ಫಿಲಿಪ್ಪನೇ ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸಂಗಡ ಇಷ್ಟು ಕಾಲ ಇದ್ದರೂ ನೀನು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ತಿಳಿಯಲಿಲ್ಲವೋ ನನ್ನನ್ನು ನೋಡಿದವನು ತಂದೆಯನ್ನು ನೋಡಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಹಾಗಾದರೆ ತಂದೆಯನ್ನು ನಮಗೆ ತೋರಿಸು ಎಂದು ನೀನು ಹೇಳುವುದು ಹೇಗೆ
ಆಮೆನ್ ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು 1 ಜಾನ್ 3 ಅಂಡ್ ಒಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ ದೇರ್ ವರ್ಸ್ 5 You know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. And we are in him. Verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Praise God. Look at that. So it is possible for a person who is a believer to say, if you have seen me, you have seen Jesus. Because I am just as he is in this world. How? By actually abiding and sinning not. In other words, the more pure your life is, the more they see him. Amen. Amen. Because what you are seeing is what they are seeing. Amen. Hallelujah. So the one who is not abiding in him continues in sin, and then he says, you have not seen him. You don't even know him. Of course, we don't know him in the flesh. This is a spiritual knowing. Amen. Because even the words are important. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So there's now a call to do some works. We know we are the righteousness of God, but we are called to work out some righteousness. Amen. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In other words, he cannot practice and continue doing this as a practice. He cannot practice sin because the seed is inside him. The life and nature of God is inside him. Glory to God. There's plenty inside there. Hallelujah. So the pressure has definitely been applied to us, and we are called to live this out so that you can be seen according to what you have seen. You will walk and they will see Jesus. And you can say, like Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You have seen Jesus. You have seen God in flesh. Looks like a tall order. But you can see, he's expecting us to go up there. Come up higher. Be like me. Walk as I walk. If you walk in righteousness, you're truly going to be seen like that. You know you're the righteousness of God. Amen. But as you do it, they will see the righteousness of God. Otherwise, they don't see the righteousness of God, which is in your spirit. But when you act it out, they know, truly, these are sons of God. These people are saints. Hallelujah. And so, that is the purification of the blessed hope we have. There is work in it. And it's not one or two. All the sons of God are called to do that. All those that are going to be raptured are called to do that. All of those who are excited that they are sons of God, that they are the beloved, they're called to live like that. Amen? Because the world needs to see the light. And we want to take them home with us. Because the Father has paid a dear price for them. And it was expensive. And God wants us to realize that. That price is high. And we need to apply it to our lives with fear, reverence, trembling. With that reverence, with that pressure, so to speak, that it makes you shiver. That it literally makes you, oh, got to do the right thing. Hallelujah. Let's read 1 John 3. I think we've read up to verse 2 in Canada. All right, let's read from verse 3 all the way to verse 6 also.
ಆತನಲ್ಲಿ ಈ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷೆಯನ್ನು ಇಟ್ಟಿರುವ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬನು ಆತನು ಶುದ್ಧನಾಗಿರುವಂತೆಯೇ ತನ್ನನ್ನು ಶುದ್ಧ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತಾನೆ. ಪಾಪ ಮಾಡುವವನು ನ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣವನ್ನು ವಿಯಾರುವವನಾಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ, ಯಾಕಂದರೆ ನ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣವನ್ನು ವಿಯಾರುವುದೇ ಪಾಪ. ಪಾಪಗಳನ್ನು ನಿವಾರಣೆ ಮಾಡುವುದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಆತನು ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷನಾದನೆಂಬುದು ನಿಮಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗಿದೆ. ಆತನಲ್ಲಿ ಪಾಪವಿಲ್ಲ. ಆತನಲ್ಲಿ ನೆಲೆಗೊಂಡಿರುವವನು ಪಾಪ ಮಾಡನು. ಪಾಪ ಮಾಡುವವನು ಆತನನ್ನು ಕಂಡವನೂ ಅಲ್ಲ, ತಿಳಿದವನೂ ಅಲ್ಲ.
Praise God. So we have seen up to a couple of thoughts here. For instance, verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Amen. So you can find certain truths rising up, that consolation, that strength, that unity of the Spirit, that fellowship. Notice this verse we've read is in chapter 3 of 1 John. If you go backwards to 1 John 2, you will notice a verse we looked at last week, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and be not ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Notice how those verses just go into each other like that. In other words, he's saying it's about abiding. If you abide in him, when he appears, you are confident. If you stay in fellowship with him, you have confidence. If your fellowship is broken, you're not very confident. Why is your fellowship broken? Because you did things that were not in line with his will. But you can confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness, and you're back in fellowship with him. Relationship is never broken, because that is between the father and his children. But fellowship can be strained and even broken. Amen. Even the prodigal came to himself and went back to the father. Amen. And the father invited him and gave him the full treatment and restored him back. Amen. However, you know, why should we delay the shame to that day when he comes? Why not deal with it now itself? You're embarrassed? Why? Because of some lack of confidence. Why? Because you're not in fellowship with him. Fix it. Why delay it and get ashamed when he comes? That, oh man, I was not really walking in fellowship. I was not doing the right stuff. But he has come. And I'm going home, yes. Because notice it goes to chapter 3 about how blessed is to be a son of God. And when he appears, we will be as he is. And all of that. But who has that hope in himself? Purify himself, even as he's pure. Why? Because as you go on by the 6th verse there, or the 5th verse, he says, if you abide in him, you will not sin. Amen. You will not continue practicing it. Amen. And people will see the light. Hallelujah. So it's all about maintaining fellowship with him constantly. And if you're out of fellowship, go confess that thing and get it out of the way so that you enjoy unbroken fellowship with him. Amen. That's as good as it gets. It's a wonderful thing. And he will forget and he will not remember. And you'll be back in his complete fellowship. Sup with him. Have fellowship with him. Nothing hindering. Enjoying time with him. Hallelujah. So let's hear 1 John 2:28.
ಚಿಕ್ಕ ಮಕ್ಕಳೇ ಆತನು ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷನಾಗುವಾಗ ನಾವು ಆತನ ಆಗಮನದಲ್ಲಿ ಆತನ ಮುಂದೆ ನಿಲ್ಲಲು ನಾಚಿಕೆ ಪಡದೆ ಧೈರ್ಯದಿಂದಿರುವಂತೆ ಆತನಲ್ಲಿ ನೆಲೆಗೊಂಡಿರ್ರಿ.
ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಟು ಸಿ ವರ್ಸ್ 29 ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಓ ಇಫ್ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ರೈಚಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ದಟ್ ಡಸ್ ರೈಚಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಓ ನೋ, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ನೌ? ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಐ ಡೂ ಇಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ನಾಟ್ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಇಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ದಟ್ ವೇ, ರೈಟ್? But that's not what he's saying. He's saying if you are actually born of him, the seed is inside there, you cannot continue like this. If you are, go get it right and enjoy fellowship at that level so that you are not embarrassed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It makes sense. Praise God. Go back again. Notice 24. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. That's verse 24 of 1 John 2. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. You see all of this abiding stuff there? Remaining in fellowship? By letting the word remain in you? Hallelujah. You will continue. That's again some more remaining in the Son and in the Father. What an awesome scripture. Verse 24. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall continue. Notice that in the Son and in the Father. You don't have to worry about whether you will be there or not. You will be continuing. Amen. Amen. If you allow the word to remain in you, stay in you, keep it there in you, you will always remain in the Son and in the Father. Amen. You don't have to worry about it. Am I going to make it? Am I going to be there all the time? You will be there. And this is the promise that He has promised us, even eternal life. Praise God. So you don't have to worry, am I going to be all right when He comes? No, just remain with the words that He gave you. Remain there. Let it abide in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, if you stay in fellowship with me, if you allow the word to be there deep in your heart constantly, don't worry. You'll be all right with the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a constant work we're going to be doing. We're never taking a holiday from that. All of us. Amen. Notice that. Let's hear verse 24 also in Kannada.
ನೀವಂತೂ ಯಾವುದನ್ನು ಮೊದಲಿನಿಂದ ಕೇಳಿದ್ದೀರೋ ಅದು ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ನೆಲೆಗೊಂಡಿರಲಿ ಮೊದಲಿನಿಂದ ನೀವು ಕೇಳಿದ್ದು ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ನೆಲೆಗೊಂಡಿದ್ದರೆ ನೀವು ಸಹ ಮಗನಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ತಂದೆಯಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ನೆಲೆಗೊಂಡಿರುತ್ತೀರಿ.
Hallelujah. It's good to see these things. Let's go to 1 John 1 now and see how it just starts off there in 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, verse 2, we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Amen. The blessed product of fellowship is a full joy. Amen. A guarantee again, we just saw, there'll be a guarantee that you will not be ashamed when He comes. Because you allowed that abiding in Him and in His Word. Praise God. And so you're confident when He comes. There's no blushing. You've been walking in fellowship. You've been walking in the light. Been walking according to the Word. You're remaining in Him. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Of course, heaven is a gift. The rapture and all of those things are connected with the gift of salvation. You're not worried about that. But any shame is that, oof, I just didn't do the right thing. I could have done a better job. But if you're walking in fellowship, walking in that place of abiding, and the word abiding in you, they'll say confidently, if you have seen me, you have seen Jesus. There's nothing to blush about. There's no embarrassment there. And if there's any place that you missed it, you will sense a lack of joy. Something's not right. I don't have that overflow and joy. I need to get back into fellowship here. I need to see what is hindering my fellowship. Amen. And then go back to enjoying that and remain there. Hallelujah. That takes work. It does. You're paying attention to some other kind of work. Praise God. Another unseen work. So He said you can do that even in the absence of Paul, O ye Philippians. You can work it out much more. And you can shine the light even more. And the world needs to see that. Otherwise they're like, we don't know that you're a saint. We just see the same guy who tried to do some adjustments and then fumbled. And he's back to being the same guy. Meanwhile, you are not the same guy. You are a saint. You're on your way to heaven. You're the very righteousness of God. Amen. But they can't see it. And the main reason why you were left here was to be seen of them. So that they that see you see Him. Hallelujah. And so it is so important. Vitally important that we get it, that we maintain it seriously, with fear and trembling, in fact, nothing less. Amen. And it's all connected to a joy that comes out of fellowship and entertainment in the spirit, that you are truly joyful as they were when they fellowshiped with Him. And you don't want to darken that. You want to continue in that. You want to enjoy that. That abiding relationship. That fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can read from verse 1 all the way to verse 4.
ಆದಿಯಿಂದ ಇದ್ದದ್ದನ್ನು ಆ ಜೀವ ವಾಕ್ಯದ ವಿಷಯವಾಗಿ ಕೇಳಿದ್ದನ್ನು ಕಣ್ಣಾರೆ ಕಂಡು ನೋಡಿದ್ದನ್ನು ನಾವು ಕೈಯಿಂದ ಮುಟ್ಟಿದ್ದೇವೆ ಆ ಜೀವವು ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷವಾಯಿತು ತಂದೆಯ ಬಳಿಯಲ್ಲಿದ್ದು ನಮಗೆ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷವಾದಂತಹ ಆ ನಿತ್ಯ ಜೀವವನ್ನು ನಾವು ಕಂಡು ಅದನ್ನು ಕುರಿತು ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಹೇಳಿ ಅದನ್ನು ನಿಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿಯಪಡಿಸುತ್ತೇವೆ ನಮಗಿರುವ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯತೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವು ಇರಬೇಕೆಂದು ನಾವು ಕಂಡು ಕೇಳಿದ್ದನ್ನು ನಿಮಗೆ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧಿಪಡಿಸುತ್ತೇವೆ ನಿಜವಾಗಿಯೂ ನಮಗಿರುವ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯತೆಯು ತಂದೆಯ ಸಂಗಡಲೂ ಆತನ ಮಗನಾದ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಸಂಗಡಲೂ ಇರುವಂಥದ್ದು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸಂತೋಷವು ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣವಾಗಬೇಕೆಂದು ನಾವು ಇವುಗಳನ್ನು ಬರೆಯುತ್ತೇವೆ
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that we got something there. We'll just thank him as we close. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that truly we're saints. We're new creatures. The old man died. He does not live in us anymore. Hallelujah. There's a brand new spirit man on the inside. He's like Jesus. The world has to see him, Lord. The world is looking for that light, Lord. Help us, even as it is written, that you are working in us, both to will and do your good pleasure. It's you who started this good work in us. You will accomplish it till the day of Jesus. We have this blessed hope that you're coming soon. And that we will see you as you are. And then we will be indeed as you are. But before that day, help us to maintain this constant work from inside out. That the world will see the light. The world will see the glory of God through us, Lord. And come home. That the works will be done. That we could look at ourselves and say, I'm looking more and more like Jesus. That anyone who has seen me has seen him. We worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you today for that unction, for that glorious presence and reality that the Spirit of God has put a stamp on his word. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you for a church that's on the move. Displaying your righteousness, your good works, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much. Thank you, team. If you'd like to give, this is a great opportunity. We can do so in Jesus' name. And God is faithful. He'll multiply your seed sown. He has chosen that principle to feed the whole world, seed time and harvest. Oh, the seasons will not fail. And definitely, this word endures forever. You're blessed.
I've got the victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back. No place to go slack. Gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won. I've got the victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back. No place to go slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won. Sometimes the way might seem.